I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Alabama death row inmates are seeking alternative methods for execution. APR student reporter Parker Branton reports on their latest arguments.
Death row inmate Tommy Arthur says he'd rather face a firing squad than undergo lethal injection, as is in Alabama. He and Anthony Boyd are pleading their case to change their method of execution. They joined five other death row inmates who have filed lawsuits claiming that the state's current three-protocol lethal injection for executions is cruel and unusual punishment under the United States Constitution. U.S. District Court Judge Keith Watkins denied Boyd's request of a firing squad or hanging because it is not permitted by the statute of Alabama. Tommy Arthur had his scheduled execution postponed for the sixth time earlier this year due to his current lawsuit. Alabama's only alternative to the three-drug lethal injection is the electric chair, which has not been used since 2002. For APR News, I'm Parker Branton.
It's full speed ahead for number 10 Alabama as they travel to number 9 Texas A&M for an SEC contest this weekend. Part of the success this season has fallen on the shoulders of senior defensive back Cyrus Jones. He's played a role in limiting Arkansas to just 220 yards of total offense in Saturday's 27-14 win. Coach Nick Saban says Jones continues to be the anchor his defensive unit needs to be successful.
I think his leadership has been a positive for us in the back end with some of the younger guys that, you know, we have in the secondary. So done a really good job on special teams as a punt returner, getting the ball fielded, not having issues with that, and making some positive returns. So I think he's been very productive.
Now it's on to the Aggies, who average more than 480 yards a game in offense. Kickoff for Saturday's game in College Station is set for 2:30 p.m., and the game will be televised on CBS. The University of Alabama at Birmingham has concluded a nationwide search for a vice president to oversee diversity initiatives. University officials announced yesterday that Pauline Patterson Dilworth has been named the vice president for diversity, equity, and inclusion. UAB says Dilworth has nearly 38 years of experience in higher education, diversity, recruitment, retention, teaching, and more. Officials say Dilworth previously served as assistant vice president for access and community initiatives at Auburn University. Dilworth is expected to begin on January 15th. And a new foundry expected to bring about 200 jobs to Northeast Alabama will open later today. Governor Robert Bentley and other elected officials will be on hand for the ribbon cutting at the new Shellco foundries owned by Nutty Carlo USA. The company spent more than $18 million on the Jacksonville foundry and employs 181 people making small castings for the automotive industry, supplying companies like Ford and GM. Now your forecast.
Becoming sunny on this Tuesday. We'll top out in the upper 70s. Look for overnight lows back in the 40s tonight along and north of Interstate 20. Low to mid 50s to the south of there. Wednesday, Thursday, lots of sun. Will top out in the upper 70s to low 80s. Becoming partly cloudy on Friday. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.